Well, today, Coffee Mumbo's Jumbo's HQ has transformed into a true lab, an espresso lab. I was fortunate enough to meet Joe and Andy from Campbell and Syme the other day in East Finchley, and they've given me a few bags of coffee, and I've got their newly blended espresso blend, which is called, what's it called, John? John's here.
Purple Haze.
It's called Purple Haze, and John is here because, well, he's a coffee aficionado, and he's head barista there as well. And we've been testing and tasting this coffee, and I think after 1, 2, 3, 4 shots, we've nailed it. Now, why did it take so long? Ah, that's a good question, isn't it? First of all, I think my basket, I was playing around with my basket and with two different baskets because I just, the extraction was running too fast, basically. That's what it was. But we should maybe also tell you the components of this blend, and I'll let John tell me the components of this blend.
Okay. So in this blend, we played around with a number of different options, and in the end we found what worked best was 50% of an Ethiopian full natural, Damaso, and then 25% each of
Boscalia,
and Muxbal, Mexican coffee.
Yeah.
We found that the Ethiopian was really, really strong, really big tasting, and we needed something to balance that out, bring a little bit of sweetness to it, which we found worked really well in this combination.
I mean, the thing is, I always do treat every coffee that comes to Coffee Mumbo Jumbo HQ in the same way. I snip open the bag with a lot of expectation and anticipation, and I laid out on a kitchen towel, a clean one. The smell coming off there was just the natural was just coming, and it's so boozy. It's really, really beautiful. Then as I said, played around with the parameters and it was running too fast. And of course, John and Andy and Joe have played with it at their roastery stroke coffee shop. And they got something really nice out of it. So I was running a bit too fast. It was a bit too thin as a mouthfeel. The notes and the flavors were there. But now I had to up it with what I've got here, the Mahlkönig Vario and the Rocket R58 Dual Boiler PID. I had to get the finest grind on the Mahlkönig. And then I had to up the dose to 21 before it really kind of beaded nicely coming out of the naked portafilter and just yielded, we didn't weigh this one.
I think it was slightly more than I was getting in the cafe, somewhere around 40 grams.
Not 40. No, the other ones were 40, but this one where it ran a bit fast. We didn't weigh it, but we also took another shot glass, which actually with the crema, and it was a beautiful crema. I mean, it looked amazing. It was just a few millimeters above the 30 millimeter line. So I would say probably yielded 32, 33 grams, something like that. But the mouthfeel became so thick. Mm-hmm. And rich, not as gloopy as maybe you can get others, but just beautiful. And it lingers. How long ago since we've had that shot? And
that's been quite a few minutes, but it's still there, isn't it? Really beautifully diminishing, but still there, lingering after taste.
Yeah. I mean, hats off to the two roasters and to you for bringing it here and for me being able to play with it. What we haven't done yet is milk, but I think we're over-caffeinated. What do you think?
We may need to have a break.
might have to have a break, and probably tomorrow I'll put milk to it as well, now that I know the parameters and what to dose it and what to expect. I'm sure milk will... Have you tried it with milk?
Yes, we have, and we absolutely loved it. Hopefully you'll get the same impression that we did, which is why its name came about. But it was lovely, really fruity still, almost blueberry cheesecake and a kind of salted caramel thing going on.
Wow,
so,
there's a lot.
So it's really quite something.
I mean, it's true that as an espresso, and I think that is what makes a nice espresso, is it's not one-dimensional. You can actually feel there's a bit more going on. Mm-hmm. And here now, really, I'm lingering, and my tongue is still kind of sparkly a little bit. And it's giving me every now and again kind of, ooh, I've just had a great coffee feeling. So, really, really good. So thanks again to Joe, to Andy, and to John for this beautiful espresso blend. Well done, guys.